was delighted to be receiving confirmation from the National Community Strategy and Planning. However, they had no individual to represent them at our meeting today, so I had to address my concerns to Tony Canavan, the CEO of SEALTA. I took some solace, Donal, in the reply from Mr. Canavan that what was advised at the previous meeting remained the same, and he was hopeful that the issue in relation to Neshoam would be further clarified at our next meeting. But I emphasise, Donal, the surge that's been talked about, surge four, the position that parts of our peninsula were in with significant COVID figures confirmed in the last while, and particularly across the border where the green light for club activity and movement may be coming forth on April 12th, that we as a border area require an additional vaccination centre, and that this should be considered by the National Strategy and Planning Community.
And therein lies the rub, because as you said, you were satisfied with what you're being told by Tony Canavan in terms of his commitment, but the reality appears to be at this point in time, it's not Tony Canavan's decision, it's SEALTA's decision. That decision rests in Dublin, and they're the people that you believe should be talking to you.
Very much so. As I said, it's nice to have the Lion's Den, the National Community Strategy, responding to you, but they didn't acknowledge the peninsula of Neshoam. I will be asking our national politicians as well to take on board the issues that we've highlighted about the border areas, especially about our own northwest city region, where there's always travel and inter-travel between the two parts of the two council areas, Derry, Strabane and Donegal County Council, and that this merits additional consideration, and at least in Neshoam, the location of vaccination centre.